Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid is proud to sponsor the Pirate Queen of the Stars at the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival. In the Pirate Queen of the Stars, you will see a live-action space battle between a real pirate queen, a space dictator wannabe, and a philandering starship captain. Plus, you'll be serenaded by a robot as it discovers human love. Playing at the Factory Theatre Main Space during the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival, it's the Pirate Queen of the Stars. Tickets available at FringeToronto.com or visit PirateQueenOfTheStars.com for more information. The Pirate Queen of the Stars. In space, no one can hear you sing.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
It's baseball season. It's the season. Farewell. You have high hopes for your team until halfway through the opening game when they start to suck. And then you start questioning what went wrong with the season. Well, listen to me. I know how your sports work out. You will show up at the event. Things will happen. I haven't paid attention. I don't know what's going to happen to your baseball season. But I can warn you that in your future, the song will go, take me out to the ball game. Light the castles on fire. Castles are burning and kings are angry. You are blamed because you are the peasants. Peasants will live in the future if they all die. It's a shame. Cause it's 1, 2, three kings on fire at the baseball game! In your future, humanity will find itself divided into sects. One sect worships the sun. The other sect worships the moon. Another sect still worships the great asteroid belts between Saturn and Jupiter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, my faithful. Welcome. Come join me in the chamber. I have much to tell you.
Why is it so bright in here?
Why is it so bright? It's the light of truth, my son. Come, take a seat here on this rough
I'm just auditing, so do I still sit down?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Soon, you, Clavius, will be taking over from our good son here, Roger.
Yeah, I want out.
You want out?
Oh, I gotta get out of this. I know I was born into it, but there's a way out, right?
Well, getting out is often more difficult than you might imagine.
Yeah, that's technically why I'm still auditing. So I'm not 100% in yet, just observing, right?
Why can't I just give him my spot?
I'm afraid it doesn't work that way, Roger. Clavius needs to earn it.
You've earned it. Can he have it now?
Not just yet. Oh. As the last remaining Solar Knight, you must complete one last quest with Clavius at your side.
Just done so many quests. Like, I'm over this quest stuff.
This is like a ride-along.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, it's your training day.
Yes. Are you ready to hear the nature of your quest?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, all this, yes.
Clavius, you listen closely. You take notes, because you may need to refer to these later on.
Okay, let me just get my stylus out and my Apple Watch.
Ooh,
take
Apple
notes
Watch.
On my Apple
you got
Watch.
One
with
those.
A stylus?
Yeah.
How That's tiny awesome. Are you writing?
Well, I have a very small right hand. Mm. It's because I once accidentally reached into a cellular disruptor.
And this guy wants to...
So I have a disproportionately small right hand. It's my writing hand, and anyway, sorry to hold up. I'm ready to listen, and
All
I'm
right.
taking notes with my tiny hand.
Yes, get on with it,
Your
please.
Tiny hand is perfectly formed. The spaces between the cells and that hand were just removed.
That's exactly right. Smaller.
What is this quest?
All right, Roger. There's one last orb that needs to be placed at the base of the throne. One last lodestone.
I'm listening.
It's in the swamp of Antilles.
It was just there.
I tried to send you a message. You had your ringer turned off.
You always say leave your ringer off when you're on a quest, and then you call me when I'm on a quest.
That's standard protocol, I know. What I should have done was I should have used Find Roger, you know, the Find Roger
I'm
app.
I'm not
which actually
putting that
overrides.
On my phone.
Well, it's good for me to know where you are.
I don't
from time
want
to time.
You to know where you know. You send me to these places.
Yes, I know, but you got a lot. You're the one who goes
fine,
on
fine.
Side
quests. Back to the swamp. Back to the swamp.
I'm taking all of this down. So is this pertinent to the mission?
Yeah. You take this down.
Oh yeah. Write it all down, Clavius. Write it all down.
Listen to this. When I dispense the quests, all right?
Okay.
No side quests.
Right.
All right.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Seriously. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
When I send you on a primary quest, you go for the quest. This is not Grand Theft fucking auto.
Got it.
You do not go and get the heroin from the prostitutes and they
just
come back.
I got heroin one time.
Yes, I know. And then what happened? You got hooked on horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had to detox you.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, quests are going unquested. While I'm trying
I'm the only one left!
I know, that's why we got Clavius here to take over.
And I just want to say I'm enthusiastic to learn today.
Yes, we read your application. We're all very impressed.
Wow,
all very impressed.
You saw the letterhead I included.
Yes.
Enthusiastic to learn.
Yes, I know.
From the desk of Clavius.
Bold face, it's true. With your tiny, a little image of your tiny hand holding a stylus.
I don't know.
Stop sucking up. Yeah. Let's just...
Roger, this is probably the main reason why you're being replaced. You ever wonder why am I being replaced?
No, I want to be replaced.
Well, it's working out perfectly then.
Good.
Think of this, though. Of all the years we've spent together, of all the quests you've done.
Yeah.
You've accumulated every single lodestone in front of us here at the base of this altar.
Yeah.
We're collected by you.
Yes, that's right.
From all these remote locations, from swamps, from mountaintops, from the clutches of dragons.
Yeah.
You even got one from one of those things, those bins that you put used clothing in. It was at the bottom. We went in, dove inside
one
there.
One of the dumpsters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you dumpster a clothing donation bin, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the grossest one. I almost died.
I know, because
just
some people
an old
don't,
shirt ended don't. Up in my throat for 10 minutes.
A lot of people don't wash that stuff before they
No,
get
they
it.
Don't.
They should.
They wash it when they get it out of the
Do you guys need a minute?
You know what, Clavius? Obviously, you can see there's a lot of issues here between Roger and I.
Can we just go to the swamp?
Yeah, I guess we can.
Okay. I've taken copious notes, and I've broken it down page to page for actual main quests.
Yep.
Side quests to avoid.
Yes.
And petty bickering.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
So, for main quest, I've got solar orb. Is that right?
It's
an orb.
It's an orb. It's a lodestone.
Yeah, see all these things over here?
Yep.
It's going to look like that.
Okay.
And you notice there's one space there. There's like one socket that isn't got a lodestone in
Let
it.
Let me snap a picture with my watch. It's got a camera.
Ah.
It's got an attractive
Does
face.
Does it tell the time?
No.
Nope.
Oh. But well, dang, what was that, Dane?
Did you just get a message? Is someone messaging you in the middle of the Solar Knights meeting?
On. Oh, it's my wife.
Wait, you have a wife? This is outside of protocol.
Oh, I can leave her. It's no problem. I can leave her. It's so, yeah. It's so cool, yeah.
You're supposed
I
can't
to have wives.
Swear yourself to celibacy.
But, oh, okay. But
why do you think Roger's so angry?
Damn right, I gotta get out of here. I got a lot of pent-up frustration.
What about a lot of pent-up other stuff.
What about all the sex I've had prior to now?
That's fine.
It's fine, that's fine.
Oh, good, because oh, I have a lot of sex.
Yeah, yeah. But from this point forward, no sex for Clavius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, you say that now.
I'm going to be using the dimensional portal to fuse your genitals into a lump of what appears to be diamond.
Yeah, look at this. Look what he did to me. Yeah.
Whoa. 100% reversible.
I certainly hope so.
I've never used the reverse ray, but I think it's reversible.
Dirty liar.
I'm not lying. I'm just saying I haven't used the reverse ray yet. Let me lay out the nature of this quest. Gather.
Find an orb, bring it back.
Gather. Take a knee, Clavius.
Got it.
And you stay on your rough-hewn bench. Here we go. You will leave here. What's going on?
Just writing notes.
No, right? Please. This is committed. This to memory. Oh. If you're captured by one of our opponents, the Knights of the Moon.
The Moon Knights.
Yes. Moon Knights. Yeah. I don't want to. You know, I don't want to step on any copyright toes here. But yeah, Moon Knights. So you're gonna leave here, all right? And you will meet someone in the village.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's a wizened woman.
Ooh.
And you will come upon her.
Come upon.
You will find her.
Okay. All right.
Clavius.
I'm sorry.
Listen, that's why we're putting you on the celibacy routine.
I've had so
starting
much,
now.
So much sex.
Yes. You will meet the wizened woman.
Right.
The crone.
The crone
is one of the fates. So you'll say the story, you'll say the phrase, right? You will say, do you spin?
Do you spin?
Do you measure?
Do you measure?
Or do you cut?
Do you spin or do you cut?
Okay. And then she will respond with the phrase, I am fate.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And that's the kind of phrase which will let you know that she is the one to talk to. Then you will say to her, okay,
give me the orb.
No, she's going to give you the enchanted map.
Uh-huh.
Right. I already know where the swamp is. I've been to the swamp. I was there last week.
You still need to get the enchanted map because there's some construction on the route. There's a detour.
Great.
She has the map that marks the detour, all right? You'll travel to the swamp of Antilles, and then you will find the guardian.
Ooh.
The guardian is another wizened crone.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll know how to deal with her.
Right. So again, same three questions.
All right.
And though her counter response is, you make your own fate.
Ooh, okay. So wow. Okay. Yeah. A little 1-2.
And then from her, you'll get the key.
Uh huh.
So wait, if we make our own fate, and the first witch is one of the fates.
Yeah.
Did we make that witch?
Actually, here's a great question, Roger, because the orb contains an inscription that will actually answer your question.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then we get our question answered on the orb, and then we bring it back here and plug it into the chair.
Yeah, so the second crone gives you the key.
And the key opens up?
The swamp.
When we get in the swamp, we'll find
the orb.
The orb.
Great.
Right.
Okay.
So
bring it back, plug it into the chair.
Yeah, I expected your question to be, what? Key opens the swamp? Right.
Not me. I'm on board. This is my first rodeo, so I'm ready to go.
Okay. Let's do this.
Well, you know what? That's the kind of go-getter attitude that's going to put you to the very top of the Solar Knights.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll be the only one.
Yeah.
But right. You'll be pretty much the top.
Clavius, come on. Let's get into my ship and let's get out
one
of here.
One last piece of information. The keyhole will reveal itself when the sun is at its apex.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Great.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And yeah, come back with the orb.
Great. Take Clavius. Get into the ship. Let's go.
So this is a bubble ship.
That's right. It's a bubble ship.
Wow.
We upgraded from bubble cars because the ships go further.
Uh-huh.
So hop in. You can see it's pretty translucent. The controls are up at the front. It's pretty standard stuff. You just need a G license to drive it. Which I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm. I've got a G level license. I've got a B license for bubbles.
Great.
Class M for motorcycles.
Great.
Class B-O for boats.
Yeah.
Class V for all other vehicles.
So you have a class G license to drive this?
I have, yeah.
Great.
Name a license.
Awesome.
I got it.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Pet license for your pet?
Class P?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can ride my pet.
All right. We're going to turn coordinates here. Crone. Look, all the same coordinates as last week.
I did some research.
Great.
I'm
just gonna take off.
Okay, the Knights of the Solar.
Yep, that's
system.
Us. So that's the Knights.
Solar Knights. And just to get into character.
We must find an orb to please the Sun God, for we are the Knights of the Sun.
How was that?
Great.
Do you have any notes or anything?
No, I think you're great. You're gonna get the job. You're good. Like, I'm giving you the job. Like, you don't have to try so hard.
No, I just want to make sure I'm really nailing it.
You're nailing it.
All right. Okay.
All right. We're just about to arrive at the coordinates for the first crone.
And so, the questions are, I gotta recap on the questions.
Spin, mirror, cut.
Okay. May I have the honor?
It's a ride-along for now. Should anything go wrong,
things go sideways, I'll jump in.
Nothing's gonna go sideways.
This is your show. I'm just along for the ride.
Nothing's gonna go sideways.
No problem.
Standard stuff.
Okay.
Standard crones, standard map, blah, 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 blah.
Now, is this the crone up here?
Yes, it is. She doesn't like being called the crone. No, her name is Wendy. So just
stand right back.
Hello, Wendy.
Oh, is this address is the crone?
Do you cut paper?
No,
I'm sorry.
Clavius, you're not a solar knight, so you can't ask the question. That was not the question. Stay quiet now.
I'm on my way to
Wendy. It is I, Roger of the Solar Knights. I have three questions for you.
Oh, you have three questions.
Here they are.
Ask your questions.
Here they are. Do you spin? Do you measure?
Do you cut? Do you cut?
I know.
Do you cut?
I know. Do you cut?
I answer your question with this response.
Your face.
Yes,
that's right. Why are you... I've told you to be quiet several times.
I was supposed
times.
To say that so that...
You're taking Wendy's only job
this,
from her.
It's about
respect, Clavius.
I'm not excited. I'm really sorry. I knew the answer.
You know, I fill out my time card, and then I've got to say how much time I spent.
Wendy, I apologize. Yeah. He's a trainee. It's his first day.
Okay.
He's applying to be a solar knight.
Oh, really? You want to be a solar knight?
Yeah, I'm just, I shouldn't have said anything. I'm just all eyes right now, just taking it in.
You're keen.
Very much so,
yes.
Old lady. Yes, crone.
Don't call her a crone. Her name is Wendy.
Wendy the crone.
Okay.
Yes, crone Wendy.
Crone Wendy, very excited.
Yes, Wendy, it's good to meet you.
Okay, I'll let you do your thing. Are you fate? Should I ask that?
Ask me the questions again. Let's just go through this, because you're learning, right? Do you have an Apple Watch to make notes or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Oh, yeah. Your hand is so small.
Oh, I stuck it in cellular disruptor.
Wendy, it is I, Roger of the Solar Knights. I have three questions for you.
Oh, yes, that's
your questions. Do you measure?
Yes.
Do you cut?
Yes. It's a bit distracting. Can you mute it at all?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. I am Fate.
Excellent. Thank you, Wendy. So this is the enchanted map?
Yes, hold on. Let me get that here. Fantastic. All right, you'll notice it is made of skin.
It's made of skin.
It is warm to the touch.
It's nice.
And if you get it even warmer, it will begin to perspire.
Oh, wow.
And the ink may possibly run.
Oh,
so
we don't want that.
Cool.
No, we'll keep it nice and cool. The bubble ship is air conditioned.
Yeah,
so
put a fan on it. Like,
absolutely.
Point a fan on it, an oscillating fan or something
sure.
like that.
Thank
not
you,
direct drap. You don't want it to get sick, right?
Of course not, Wendy.
It's
thank you so
enchanted,
much.
But it's not invulnerable.
Thank you, Wendy.
This whole crone's hilarious.
She has a name.
It's Crone Wendy.
Crone Wendy.
Hey, look me up, all right? Next time you're in village.
You'll meet her again. She's the source of a lot of the beginnings of our quest.
Well, once your genitals are compromised, give me a ring.
Okay, Wendy.
We'll see you next time, okay?
Yes, okay, Roger. Maybe right. I won't see you again.
Well,
if this is your last
tour. If this goes well.
Yes, well, good luck. Do you have plans for the future?
I'm pretty much going to retire, and then I'm going to get my genitals unfused, and then I'm going to fuck a bunch of things.
Oh, jeez. Okay. TMI?
Well, you asked. All right, thanks, Wendy. All right, back to the bubble ship. See, that was standard stuff. Just take it easy.
I'm sorry, you're excited. I got excited.
All right, let me punch in the coordinates here for the next map.
I won't step in this time.
Excellent. Just on our way to the next
I'll wait until things really go sideways.
Well, they shouldn't.
Oh, he's enormous! He's the size of a moon!
I stand in the way of your quest.
Oh! Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Roger.
I'm pooping a brick over here!
That's the new guy.
He's a green one.
Yeah, he's Clavius.
Clavius. Oh, boy, I'm just gonna observe, okay?
Yeah, watch what happens, all right? Watch and learn.
What's up, Glenn?
I am stopping your quest, Roger.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. I know you've only got one orb left to collect.
kind of hoping to get that over for myself, so I'm going to ask you to hand over the enchanted map.
Oh, yeah? All right, cool.
Yeah, so why don't you just give that over to me?
Yep, there it is.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Just make sure to, it's made of skin and needs to stay warm, but as warm as possible.
Stay warm, all right. Let me put it inside my doublet.
Perfect.
Hey, hold on. Sorry to get in the way of this here. Now, I said I would, stand back and just observe, but...
So just observe, then, and don't say anything.
Roger, you are compromising the mission here.
No, I'm not compromising the mission. His mission is to take the map from us. I cannot stop him from doing that. He is keeping the map as warm as possible, which is what you're supposed to do. So just take the map, let him do his job, we'll do our job. Don't say anything.
You
don't need to butt in. This is the process that the knights go through. This is standard procedure.
Yeah. I am sensing a lot of systematic corruption.
What are you talking about?
Well, I am seeing a system wherein we are supposed to be acting our best as knights, but you two seem so settled in your ways.
Look, he's the only Moon Knight left.
Yeah, I'm it.
And I'm the only Solar Knight left.
Is that why the final orb never gets obtained? I didn't get into the business of being the last Solar Knight just so I could be another cog in the wheel of bureaucracy and,
corruption.
Yeah, corruption. And
wow.
So...
He just doesn't understand that it would put us both out of jobs.
Yeah.
If the last orb is found. You wouldn't have anything to become.
I believe that we can strive to be a little better as knights. We can solve the problem of the ongoing quest for the final orb by actually trying to get it. That's why I'm ready to fight this Moon Knight.
Look,
if you're not Roger, Clavius is.
Clavius, look. His job is to thwart our mission. My job is to complete the mission. So when I gave him the map, I told him to keep it as warm as possible, which is not what you're supposed to do. The map, the ink
will run. Well, I'm not supposed to keep it warm.
The ink will run. The map will be useless. I've already made a copy of the map, so I already know where I'm going. We'll get the orb and everything will be fine.
Hey, hold on. Let me finish it. Ah, the ink all over the place.
But see, that's part of the understanding we have is thwarting each other's missions.
And I act like I don't know. I act like, oh my gosh, look at this, the ink's running.
And then I go, haha, I tricked him.
Yeah.
But then on the way back from it with the orb, he'll try to stop us from getting back. He'll rehide the orb. It's a process.
You just gotta play the game, Clavius, man.
Boy, I feel disillusioned to my first day of training.
Yeah.
This has been a rough training day.
It has.
Look, you just needed to not say anything, and this would have gone smoothly.
Yeah.
Just like every other orb mission has gone smoothly.
All right, but I don't know. Feels fishy.
Glenn?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to help a brother out.
Sure, whatever you need, man.
I need you to get rid of this rookie.
No, wait, hold on a second.
I need you to get rid of him.
No, Rod.
He's screwing with the system.
You know what? When I took the moon oath, the lunar oath, I swore that I would uphold the principles of the lunar night.
Yes, and part of your principles are just for the efforts of the Solar Knights.
Yeah, but I never said that I would commit the ultimate crime and kill a rookie.
I'm just taking notes.
You can kill him. You've killed all sorts of people.
Yeah, I know, but never to preserve the corrupt system, though, Roger. I won't do it.
Well, if you won't, then I will.
Well, I can't let you do that, Roger.
What? You're a Moon Knight.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a Solar Knight.
Yeah, I know.
So why would you prevent me from murdering a future Solar Knight?
Because murder crosses the line.
You've murdered thousands of times! What about that time in the Sirius system?
Oh, yeah.
In one shot, you murdered 1,000 people!
That's called a mega death. You don't really count that as anything.
See what's happening here, guys? This is called addressing the inherent flaws in this system.
Do you not want to kill that guy?
No, I hear what he's saying. I'm kind of on board with this, Roger.
So close to being out!
Roger. Listen to us. The idealism that Clavius is talking about here, my reluctance to commit any further megadeth or megadeaths, why don't we three of us get together and change things for the better?
A new knighthood!
Yeah, why don't we make something new? Something fresh, something you can get behind, something you can get excited about.
An order.
Could we train him to be both a Moon Knight and a Solar Knight at the same time?
Gemini.
We can both be out, he can be a Gemini Knight, take orders from both sides, for his own mission.
Wow.
I'm on board, guys.
All right. As the last living surviving Moon Knight, I bequeath upon you the power of Moon Knight, which is to ever and forever be locked in a mortal embrace with the Solar Knight, which will be yourself.
And as a trainee, I imbue upon you the power of the Solar Knights.
Ah.
Forever locked in combat with the Moon Knights.
And I, as a Knight of the Sun and the Moon, do hereby engage myself in battle. Never-ending battle. Oh, I've made it, guys. I've made it.
Well done, Glenn.
Wow. I didn't think you'd go for it.
No, I didn't think you would either.
Yeah.
But rookies, right?
So
anyway, I got the coordinates. Do you want to go get this orb and then, like, go get a coffee?
Yeah, totally, totally. I guess so. We gotta get to,
the other chrome?
The other chrome.
Yeah. I mean, same questions as anything. Okay. Ah, here's chrome. Hi, Bertha.
Hello.
Roger of the Solar Knights, I have three questions for you.
Go on.
What was this again?
Spin.
Yeah.
Do you spin. Cut?
Cut.
Do you spin, measure, or cut?
That's it. Spin, measure, cut.
Your fate makes itself! Was that it?
Close enough!
Okay.
That's good. Great, so we get the
good.
Key.
Good, yes, please, the key now.
Yep.
Great, open
go sign here.
Okay, oh, here we go. Right.
Yeah. Stamp.
Yep. Oh, stamp.
And this is the keyhole. Oh, there it is.
There we go.
Awesome. Oh, there's the swamp. Oh, there's the orb just sitting right there.
The swamp.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for visiting the swamp!
Bertha, same time next week?
Yes!
Great.
We'll never see her.
Probably not.
And now, back to your solar temple.
I guess, but just if I return this, then it's over.
Yeah, it is.
And then you're out of a job.
I am. Maybe it's time to move on, though. I've been thinking about, I don't know, getting an RV and seeing the world.
Yeah, I know a guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, over at Blurk.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things.
Yeah. He's got that catchphrase, let's make a Blurk.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah,
but
that's
I wonder if it's possible for us to do that with our fused genitals.
To make a Blurk, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get the ray from our high priest and he can reverse the process.
Well, that's cool.
Let's get back to your temple.
Here's the orb. I'll just throw it in the chair.
Wait a second. Wait a moment. Where's Clavius?
Ah, here's the thing.
And who is this?
This is Glenn of the Moon Knights.
Oh, hey there, High Priest, yeah.
You're mortal enemies. You shouldn't be here together.
I captured him.
Yeah, I'm his prisoner.
Yeah, you're totally free. You're unshackled. What's going on?
I unshackled him to present him to you.
Oh, I accept your tribute. I'm still wondering where Clavius is,
though. The thing. Clavius betrayed the Solar Knights and took an oath of the Moon Knights.
What?
Yeah, so he had to be eliminated.
None of that showed up in his psych profile at all!
No, I know. It was in his notes, though.
Oh, God, that tiny hand.
As in the prophecy, the tiny-handed one will betray.
Jesus Christ, I forgot about that.
Anyway, the orb, just lock it into the chair.
Oh, wait, hold on a sec. There's an inscription on this, remember?
Oh, yeah, I gotta read that inscription.
This is gonna answer your question.
No, the ray will not work. Son of a bitch.
Was that your question?
That was the only question I had. I wanted to know if the ray would unfuse my genital. And it says no.
Well, hold on. There's a shadow at the opening of the cave.
Well, it's Clavius.
Clavius?
Clavius.
I solved it, guys.
What? You solved it?
The ever-ending battle between sun and moon. Light and just a moon. Because the moon isn't dark. It's just a moon.
What? Well, what was it?
Peace. I learned to get along with myself.
And I got my junk fused for nothing?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Oh,
we just share the orbs.
Of course. These orbs are all of ours. Ours to travel to each point of the universe that they represent. All the way from Sirius to Alpha Centauri to that
Betelgeuse.
I have wasted my entire life.
And you know what else? I don't think Celebesi's really all that helpful.
I guarantee it's not.
What do you say? Call up the crones?
Oh, yeah. It's crone time.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hello, Wendy. Hi, Bertha.
Hello. Ooh.
I get the sweetest thoughts of you.
Betrayer of the Solar Knights, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Clavius and Crone Bertha, Lee Smart as Solar Knight Elder, Crone Wendy, and Glenn the Lunar Knight, and Nug Nargang as Roger, based on a title suggested on Facebook by David Waters of Cleveland, Ohio. Congratulations, David. We'll forgive you for what your Cavaliers did to our Raptors. This time. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid is proud to sponsor the Pirate Queen of the Stars at the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival. In the Pirate Queen of the Stars, you will see a live-action space battle between a real pirate queen, a space dictator wannabe, and a philandering starship captain. Plus, you'll be serenaded by a robot as it discovers human love. Playing at the Factory Theater Main Space during the 2016 Toronto Fringe Festival, it's the Pirate Queen of the Stars. Tickets available at FringeToronto.com or visit PirateQueenOfTheStars.com for more information. The Pirate Queen of the Stars. In space, no one can hear you sing. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.